Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly pop cultural nostalgia podcast. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez. Alex Mitchell is currently not here at the moment. I'd like to welcome you back to our Batman v Superman roundtable discussion as we go into what the movie is about, our feelings on it, and what it means for the DC Cinematic Universe. Before we do that, though, a few updates that have happened since the initial recording. So first of all, there is a rumor that the R-rated cut that was initially supposed to be on Blu-ray is actually going to be released in theaters. Now, the reasoning behind this is that the movie has underperformed and they want to pass that billion-dollar mark. Will it actually happen? Who's to say? Because it's a rumor at the moment, but it's a rumor that's picking up a lot of traction. So I guess we'll have to see. On top of that, it's also been announced that Ben Affleck will actually be directing his solo Batman film. So it'll be written by Ben Affleck, and Chris Terrio, and Jeff Johns. So there's a little more hope there with that movie. Hopefully Batman tones down his killing, or doesn't kill at all, which would be pretty great. The last thing that is insane, we actually kind of touched on this, in this episode. Batman and Superman really don't talk a lot, and we were wondering why, you know, that would have worked. Well, Zack Snyder issued a statement in an interview saying that the fact that these characters are dressed up in costumes, you have one guy dressed like a bat, one guy in a costume with a giant S, he said it's silly. And what's crazy about that is you're directing superheroes and you think that them talking to each other is silly. I don't know, but maybe you're directing the wrong genre, the wrong type of film. And it worries me because he's doing Justice League, and to make a statement like that is strange. Is it going to be that we're going to see our heroes only interacting in street clothing, and then when they're fighting, or they're assembled as the Justice League, they're silent and saying two or three words? It's really bizarre to me, but he made that statement, and it's put even more worry on me for this Justice League movie. But again, we'll see. Maybe he learned his lessons from this movie. So anyways, without further ado, here is part two of Batman v Superman. Enjoy.
Master Wayne?
Thermal imaging is showing me 24 hostiles on the third floor. Why don't I drop you off on the second?
Even you got too old to die young. Not for lack of trying.
He has the power to wipe out the entire human race. If we believe there's even a 1% chance that he is our enemy, we have to take it as an absolute certainty.
The greatest gladiator match in the history of the world. God versus man. Day versus night.
You're psychotic.
That is a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds.
I know a few women like you.
Oh, I don't think you've ever known a woman like me.
We'll be right back.
power can be innocent.
I don't know if I've seen a single.
That's like, not Lex. I don't know who that character is.
I don't think I've seen. See, and that was the thing. It's like originally it was like, oh no, it's Alexander Luthor.
They released that press release
and then
randomly.
It's like, and then it's like that never.
In it was done like in a GQ or something where had like it's Alexander Luthor Jr.
And I was like, oh awesome, okay. That way, if this thing sucks,
but
then
the movie didn't. Even
and even if it is, that's a horrible setup to introduce Lex Luthor into this universe who Batman's never come across in 20 years, who Superman's never come across in his short amount of time.
Why is Lex Luthor so interested in this just random reporter? They didn't set up that Clark Kent is like a Pulitzer Prize winning reporter. He, for some reason, is doing sports. When that's Steve Lombard's job, obviously.
Well, he's out.
It's like, basically, he's like the errand boy of the Daily Planet. Like, Kent, do this. It's like that's not what Clark Kent does. And so Lex is like really interested in him at that party. And don't shake this guy's hand.
Yeah. And just his impish behavior. Like, Jesse Eisenberg, I will always love him and give him passes because of Zombieland. And also, I thought he did a great job in The Social Network. And I think anything else he's in, I enjoy it.
Adventureland is a very sad movie.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I can't watch
it. But it looks so fun.
Very mean.
I hate those.
That's too real.
This is not relevant to this podcast. Back in that time, they were releasing all these, like, hey, look how funny this movie is.
These coming-of-age movies where
it's like, look how funny this is. And it's like, it always ends with someone dying or it just getting really depressing at the end. I never get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
What was that one with Bobcat Goldthwait directed it?
Oh, World's Greatest Dad?
No.
Jake's a Clown?
No. he's like, killing all the things that he hates in society.
Oh, the American one.
Yeah.
About Bill Murray's brother murdering people with a little girl.
Yeah,
I can't remember. I know.
Ends on a sad note.
The Professional.
But yeah,
God Bless America or something. Like
yes,
that?
That's okay. What it's called. So yeah, we have this Lex Luthor who
Luthor.
I don't understand his motivations clearly because okay, so
pissing in jars.
He wants. Yeah, a mainstream superhero movie had a jar of pee. Okay, his motivations. He wants to end Superman because he's a god, and so he doesn't think gods should be... Okay, that's fine, but he wants to end Batman, and so he wants Superman to kill Batman, but he wants Batman to kill Superman.
I think that was just one of those kind of Sheev Palpatine-type moves where he's like, I'm just gonna... You know, I don't think he really hates Batman. I think it's just like, hey, if Batman dies, great, because I'm gonna make Superman look like an asshole. But really, it's see, Superman. That's total Sheev.
I would have loved if the droids actually won. It's like, oh, fuck. I didn't want a droid army.
Here's the thing, though. Here's what makes his plan completely make no sense. I want to get rid of this god. How do I do that? I know. I will create a more powerful god. You've spent most of this movie saying gods should not exist.
He's not a smart man.
And it's Lex Luthor. He's not smart. He made me want Kevin Spacey so bad in this movie.
I didn't hate Kevin Spacey at all.
But here's the... It's like Kevin Spacey was doing a bad Gene Hackman, basically.
Well, you gotta remember, they're the same character.
Yes, they are.
So.
But it's like, I wanted Kevin Spacey to walk in on screen and slap him and, like, some... But... So
all this did is made me sad that Bryan Cranston was not cast. Maybe that's a good thing.
The greatest scene of the movie is the commercial for Jolly Ranchers.
Oh my god!
To give a guy a Jolly Rancher, it's like, okay, it's a commercial, great, whatever. But instead, and this senator just wants money, obviously. He's going to get money.
He keeps going like, okay, what do you need me to do?
So why is this senator okay with a man, another guy, another person, doesn't matter, a stranger, okay, all right, I guess he's putting a Jolly Rancher in my mouth. All right, well, wait, now he's pushing it in my mouth. What the hell? And like, it's like, and now he's looking at his fingers.
Like, imagine John McCain and Steve Jobs. Steve Jobs is alive, and Steve Jobs doing that to McCain.
At first, I thought you were talking about
John McClane.
Yeah, Bruce yeah. Willis and Die like, Hard. I'm like, why is he getting a Jolly Rancher?
Like, that was really weird. So Luther had a bunch of weird quirks that just made no sense. And yeah, every two sentences he'd go. Like he had someone poking him in the butt. Like, that's what it's
or
like.
He's the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yes.
So,
I think you're reading it and saying, oh, like, they wanted to personify, like the internet or some social ineptitude.
And the last time that happened, we know how that went in comics.
Here's the truth, though. Here's the truth. It wasn't Jesse Eisenberg wasn't supposed to play Lex Luthor. He was supposed to be the Riddler. Zack Snyder loved his audition so much that he was like, I like how you're doing the Riddler. I want you to use that as Lex Luthor.
I don't want my Riddler. Enigma is not like that. I don't like that. That's Jim Carrey.
Yeah, and that's what's weird. So we have Jim Carrey's Riddler via Jesse Eisenberg playing Lex Luthor. And it's really odd. The only thing I was okay with was when the whole mad scientist thing was starting. I was like, hey, this kind of reminds me of like
mad scientist Luthor.
Classic Lex Luthor. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's cool, but he's not speaking, so we have a montage of him cutting off fingertips.
I'm not okay with him, his precious servers not having any kind of camera or security, and his assistant who sees Bruce Wayne. Yeah, Mercy sees Bruce Wayne go downstairs, and then she's just like, hey, Matt, you shouldn't be in here. Oh, I thought this was...
I'm drunk.
I'm a little drunk. All right. And then she just walks out. She didn't... No karate
and then
was done.
She gets blown up.
And then she gets blown up.
And Superman just stands there.
It makes me happy to see that Bruce Timm and Paul Dini's two female characters from each respective animated series are in a movie.
You sound so depressed.
I mean, Harley Quinn and Mercy are both in a movie.
Well, Harley Quinn won't die, but Mercy definitely.
Oh yeah.
Well, Harley Quinn died because it's.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
There's that fight scene in World's Finest, which is awesome.
So he
makes... They both have.
Okay, so yes. He makes
they're beating
this...
the shit out of each other while Luthor and Joker are making a deal.
So he takes Zod's body and turns it into Bizarro. Oh, wait, no, it's not Bizarro. It's Doomsday for some reason. Even though that's clearly how he kind of... Bizarro, he takes his own DNA, mixes it with Kryptonian.
Dan Jurgens must be very pleased.
That is, it was so weird to me. I was like, why are they doing Bizarro's origin for Doomsday, who did not look like Doomsday?
He had some bones.
Also, like, he went through the effort of...
He was from Lord of the Rings. He was a cave troll.
No, it totally was. He went through the effort of cutting off Zod's fingertips to open to start the thing. He had Zod's body with him. Why couldn't... That when I was watching, I was like, he's there though. Like,
just
I want fingertips on me.
Yeah.
And then he goes into a pool, and then he creates a god, even though he was telling Holly Hunter, gods aren't, you don't want gods.
And then the thing's like, we don't do this. I mean, we shouldn't do this.
And then there was a weird, did anyone get this weird sexual tension between them that, or like, he seemed like he was hitting on her?
No. I didn't get anything sexual from that guy.
I got that. No, it was like the same with the Jolly Rancher thing, where it seemed like he was being...
That's a bit more.
That was more sexual tension. I didn't really understand the Holly Hunter stuff, because he's doing all this stuff and saying these kind of menacing things.
Yeah.
To where she's like, I don't care, I'm tough, I'm crazy, and then tells a story about my grandma's peach tea and piss. And she's not afraid ever. And then she sees him again in the court scene.
Oh no.
And then she's fine when she sees him, and all of a sudden she sees a jar of pissed tea, and it's like,
oh no.
Yeah.
Help.
She starts acting weird, where it's like, wait, you've never been scared. She should have just looked at that piece and been like, oh, well, this asshole.
It was like the scene from Scanners. It's like it's like her brain was being messed with.
I thought something was controlling her, or she was poisoned and realized, oh my god, this mason jar I've been drinking from is piss.
And it's like, super to see Superman, like, I know he didn't let them die, but to see a scene where a bunch of people explode around Superman and he just stands there is weird to me. Like, it was in that moment where I was like, this is happening on screen? Like, a bunch of people exploded around Superman?
There's a lot of moments where I'm like, oh, okay, I'm actually seeing this right now.
Like, It is so weird. So we get this Lex Luthor. It was just, I think everyone, there's a consensus that Lex Luthor was the bad thing. Amongst even people who like the movie.
Thing about the movie.
Which is weird because that viral thing that went out about Ben Affleck when they kind of tell him it's been panned.
Yeah.
In that same round of interviews, they asked Jesse Eisenberg, and he goes, well, I don't look at reviews at all or watch any movies I'm in. And then they said, oh, no, it's all good about you. And I'm like, what is this guy fucking talking about? I haven't heard one.
It might have been early shit.
No. It's probably an interview trying to like.
But they, yeah. I just I don't understand. There's nothing good about that character.
And then the thing about this whole plan, like save Lois or save your mom, or like the whole that thing, find your mom thing. He can hear where Lois is in an instant. Why can't he do the same with his
he
mom?
Could hear the way she hits on concrete underwater. I mean,
and he can't hear his mom screaming and pictures of what looked like rape. Yeah, those.
I'm just glad when by the time Batman showed up, they wiped the smudges off of her forehead.
And I think what's funny is like, okay, so let's get to the scene where we had a comic about this scene.
TheObscureGentleman.com.
So this the most ridiculous thing ever. So they're fighting, and clearly, by the way, Superman's getting his ass kicked. Like Zack Snyder said, it's gonna be a fair fight.
The fight. I liked the fight, kind of. Everything that was done was great, but yeah. Anytime Superman did throw him, I was like, yeah, like I was cheering for Superman to do something because it's just the whole depowered thing is just like, oh.
And then I actually laughed out loud when
you're swinging him.
It looked silly.
Yes,
it looked really silly. But Superman's getting his ass beat. Like the first fight scene, as Zack Snyder said, there's gonna be two. It wasn't even a fight scene. It was just Superman saying, "You're not Batman anymore.
Yeah,
I'm leaving now." And then Batman talking to himself, "You will.
I'm gonna get you, Superman."
Again, that was a very Lex Luthor-ish type scene. Superman would have done like stop Lex. So then we get this fight, and it's like a drag out fight. Superman keeps getting hit with kryptonite gas and keeps like being depowered.
What was your thought on the fight?
It was what it was.
And so then the spear, the kryptonite spear, even though Batman could have made a kryptonite gun, he makes a big spear.
Well, because Batman naturally always makes spears out of things.
Yeah. And this Batman uses guns, so I would have been like, why not make a gun? You're a gun guy.
I was hoping he was going to do the kryptonite ring thing.
Yeah, they didn't even do that. Because I don't think anyone in this actually reads comics. They just like they peek at like scenes like yeah. Look at the pretty pictures.
and that's what the so-called fans who say, well, in year one he killed people, great, but he has had a kryptonite ring for 50 years, asshole.
And it's year one, it's his first year.
Yeah.
Does kryptonite cause cancer?
It depends. Sometimes it does.
Okay.
Yeah,
because I like that in Justice League.
Yeah, sometimes it causes cancer, sometimes it just makes you go bald, which happened to Lex Luthor. Yeah, it depends, but sometimes he caught in a fire.
Sometimes it makes the Flash be a weird Mexican kid with a weird mustache.
Yeah.
So this long drag-out fight happens. Batman's about to murder Superman when Superman, for some reason, instead of saying, my mom, he just, Martha! And Batman's like,
why? Who?
And then Lois Lane magically appears.
And then they turn into chibis.
It's his mom. His mom's name's Martha. I gotta help you.
And the good thing about doing a comic about this scene was because I did get to see people's forced point of view on, well, this is why. And it's not something that Snyder said. It's something that they put upon it to add to the mythology of, well, it's because he realized... Well, an alien could have a mom named Martha, so he's more like a human, so he realized Superman's not all that bad. Where it's like, so this detective couldn't figure that out before? He had to...
People have moms.
A great detective is across the Daily Planet with binoculars finding out he's Clark Kent waving at him. Also, just like World's Finest did.
Also, what I would have...
That's my fucking Batman.
I would have appreciated a scene where it's like an alley scene between Batman and Superman where Batman's... Maybe giving him a warning or like an exchange of words, and not just like "you're done being Batman, I'm leaving." Like there was no actual like communication between them, and then finally when you have the whole Martha thing and like we're good friends now.
Well, it, immediately it was everything was all was forgiven, and
it was like okay, that's done with,
and it's just first of all, I want to say I love comic books. I've been reading forever, and I hate that this movie made me be like, oh my god, they both named Martha.
I didn't know that. It's weird. It's like, it's one of those things where I didn't think about it.
I've never thought about it.
It's something you don't consider, and then you're like, oh wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh shit. I mean, they could have used that in a good way.
That's clever, and I appreciate that they did that, but it could have been a bit more subtle.
It was just he says Martha, and then Batman just like freaks out.
You can't take away the motivation of the whole movie in one fell swoop of samesies, which Nick brought. What said at the end where it's like, no.
What that did was it just brought the movie to a screeching halt. It was like, all right, the train's not moving anymore. Batman v Superman is now done. Now we're going to the Dawn of Justice part.
Yeah, Batman, quick, take care of the Russian.
I'm going to die.
And when during this direction where he saves Superman's mom, which is like, I'd love for Superman to save his own mom, but, you know, she'd probably tell him something like, you shouldn't be saving me.
And after she's been beaten, maybe other stuff happening to him, held by Russians who are about to set her on fire, who Batman blows up a guy, like Batman does. He's like, I'm a friend of your son's. I mean, he didn't even have to say friend, but now he's considering himself a friend.
I just tried to murder your son.
A lot. Like, for 2 years, I thought about it really hard.
But then I found that your name is Martha, so.
And then she should be traumatized completely, goes, oh yeah, the cape. And it's like, no, Martha.
It's a thing in movies where that, those types of scenes always make me go like, why did you do that? It's like in, we mentioned in Jurassic Park when the kids are being chased to death by dinosaurs, and when they land, they're like, ha, 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 that was fun.
They're kids. You don't know. You don't know what you do.
Dinosaurs.
Besides them shitting themselves in real life and
the
throwing
scariest
them
dinosaur. not just dinosaurs.
I know this is Jurassic Park, but I was really let down that it was a raptor hybrid. I thought it was going to be something really, like, it was...
Well, it's a hybrid of, like, many things.
Yeah, but I thought it was going to be more like, oh, it's so horrifying because it's, like, part man DNA or something like that.
Like a stegosaurus.
I know man DNA is kind of weird, but, no, but don't bleep that. It's not sexual.
But it's like, but the idea I thought was, like, it's fucked up and crazy because it thinks it's human and it wants to die. Or something crazy.
Yeah. We're going to write a new Jurassic Park.
We are.
Then the movie goes in this direction where it's like, okay, now it's time to stop Doomsday, Bizarro.
Yeah.
And it's just nothing but destruction porn the whole time.
His power set is Doomsday was powerful, but they made him way too fucking powerful.
So the basic premise of Doomsday is he's really strong. He's ancient Kryptonian.
Way too big.
And when he gets cut, like, he adapts. Like, he's constantly adapting. In this, they made it, when he got cut, he exploded.
Yeah.
Like, so it was just another, like, how do we destroy more buildings? Let's make this guy explode.
He was way too fucking big. I did not like that. I mean,
and he kept being bigger. He kept like growing.
Angly Hulk. That's who he was.
You wouldn't like him when he's angly.
Is that an old joke when that movie came out?
Yeah, of course. Okay. That came like way back then.
Deserve a sad kazoo right there.
But yeah.
I like Bizarro in Justice League, which is he's cloned. And he thinks he's Superman, and then slowly he starts decaying.
Yeah,
and but he's still like a good guy.
There's
kind
a sadness to Bizarro that I love.
It's like he wants to save Lois because that's his love. And but,
I mean, yeah,
you know, like that I love.
But this wasn't. It was Zod Bizarro Doomsday.
Even though I like I said before, I liked how Batman reacted that way. Doomsday was so powerful that he had no other choice. At least in cartoons and comics. He's able to do a little bit more.
This is why you don't bring Doomsday into a Batman Superman movie. Like, I was thinking, and because of toys that were released, I thought, okay, Lex is going to be in a power suit. Like,
he should be the be-all, end-all of every... I mean, Doomsday has been used so much, he's so watered down now, which makes it kind of sad.
I still haven't seen that Superman Doomsday movie. It's weird. I bought it, and I never watched it.
It's not necessary. But,
this is terrible.
I'm amazed that they still gave Bruce Timm money after that to make all these awesome...
Here's the thing, though. What they gave us was a video game boss fight. Like, it didn't feel...
But not a good one.
Yeah. The only good thing about that fight was...
So it wasn't Dark Souls.
The only good thing about that fight was Wonder Woman fighting him and seeing her lasso around him. Like, it was great. That's like, this works.
But they didn't even show the lasso, like, being thrown. It was just already on him. But the beginning of that fight to where... Superman first trip, like where they're working in tandem.
Yeah,
that was the one part that brought me hope. Where I'm like,
all right,
I'm like, yes, like that part. Still, I feel like in my head was just like, this is fucking great. Yeah. This is the Justice League.
And then it's like, I gotta go save Lois now. And so he saves her, And then, why do people in these movies keep telling Superman not to save the day? Like, no, don't go. Don't do it. I gotta. It's like, stop it. Why is everyone basically saying Superman?
Superman should have just raised an eyebrow and be like, what? I'm Superman. I'm going to save the day, you jerk.
And so then he goes in there, and then the whole kryptonite spear thing, which is like, here's what I want to know. Lois is in a completely... She's in Gotham, right? How did she know that she needed to get the spear again when they were in Metropolis?
It was in the script.
Like, all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute. I just threw that spear away. I should go get it. Very weird. So she gets it, and then...
I was very concerned, and this movie would have been 10 times worse. When she was underwater, and I know there was no way to get there, but I'm like, if Aquaman seriously hands her the spear, I was gonna destroy Travis. I was gonna hurt him. Hey, I was gonna I was gonna tombstone pile drive him because I was getting upset and nervous, and when it didn't happen, I was relieved.
But okay, so like the Aquaman thing and the. He was hyped up so much for like that, like 2 seconds of.
I like seeing it
of him going.
I like seeing it, but it's like I don't know where all this hype was.
Get out of the way.
Someone had a really funny tweet about. I really like the staff that Luther keeps on hand, or what was it, his creative team who designed the logos for each of those files that he had on his desktop.
That is kind of weird. It's like, okay, you made the superheroes their own logos now. That's interesting. And Wonder Woman's probably...
He tells his IT department, look, here's what I need. I need 4 logos. And this one's a C.
So we do get that scene, the teaser scene of the Flash messing up a dude's convenience store. Like, that poor guy. It's like RoboCop all over again. Yeah. RoboCop came to save the day, destroyed a convenience store.
And his reaction to saving the day is like, fuck yeah, I did it.
We get a horrifying scene of Cyborg. Oh. Like it,
Miles Dyson refuses to not be an evil genius scientist.
Yeah, and it's like you see the mother box going vroom vroom vroom, and then
that's not how I wanted the mother box to look.
Ping,
either.
It's supposed to go ping.
Yep.
Well, it looks scary in Doom also.
They got.
I mean, Justice League.
Things
War.
Have to be. Scary.
Yeah, I just saw that recently.
Yeah, I know you said that.
I want the Kirby.
I'm gonna say it 2 more times at least.
All the lines, the Kirby.
You want guys with big pointy hats and
yeah, Kirby needs to work on his hat.
And guys with really thick.
You drew what he knew.
People had thick.
And big guys making this pose.
Punching.
Yeah, they're always like kind of like doing that.
Hey, before that, no one was punching forward in comics.
They were all just doing this.
Everyone was kind of just standing straight.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or guys doing this pose,
putting their hands out. Yeah, it's triumphant. see, we get who else do we get? So we got Aquaman.
The Aquaman scene went on way too long for him not to do anything besides like, and he just swims really fast away.
Yeah, and it was like okay, so that was they released a poster with him, and that was all we got.
I think it was just to hype up the idea that the character exists and doesn't look like a guy in a goldfish costume.
Yeah, I'm just seriously glad he didn't come out of that pool and say, here's your spear.
and so then we get the team up at the end, and like there were so many theories. Like Batman's not holding a gun. It's like going to be like a kryptonite cannon or something.
That was my theory.
It was a gun. It was a straight up gun. So Superman gets killed.
He brought a shoddy.
Doomsday gets his hand cut off, and it becomes a spear hand somehow. And he stabs him. So Zod got his revenge, basically. But then
Zod is no leader.
Zod,
I've heard.
Zod gets exploded by a kryptonite spear somehow. And then we have 2 funerals.
One for Zod.
And all of a sudden the nation is like, you know what? Superman was a good guy. And it's like, you the government has just been saying, I don't know if we can trust him. And now it's like, he's dead, but he was a good guy. He helped us out. And then Batman's like now their leader saying like I'm gonna save everyone because this is my friend and something bad's coming. And it was like Batman, we no.
He's like, well, it's just us. So now we must form a Just Us League.
And like Lois is there too, and like Superman was gonna propose to Lois, and they just add that in, and it's like,
hey, you're really sad, right? You're really sad right now because this just happened? We just said our final farewell?
You're going to love this.
You're going to love this.
Look at this shit.
Batman's a dick in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, and she works at a diner, not a farm, even though they have a farm.
I told that piece of shit not to marry you and not to save the day.
She should have might as well said that.
And then we get one of the worst scenes and most hilarious scenes in the movie. Lex Luthor's in jail.
Oh, that's awesome.
And they shave his head, and it's like, oh, look, he's bald now. Because for some reason, we can't have Lex Luthor bald throughout the whole movie unless you're Kevin Spacey.
You know, when you go to prison, they shave your head every time.
Ding. Ding, 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. Like, he... And people in the theater were laughing.
Yeah. The only time I want to hear ding, ding at the end of the movie is Rocky III.
Yes.
It was weird. And then out of nowhere, he starts talking about how... You know, I know that they're coming. I've messaged them. It's like, you didn't drop hints of this at all throughout the whole movie.
Well, that's what that deleted
scene. I mean, and even if he knew, why wouldn't he want to be like, hey, Superman, there's this thing coming. I think we should work together.
It's really bizarre. So Lex Luthor essentially just was there to make Superman be killed.
Maybe he's like prepping. I don't know.
Whatever. No. He Lex Luthor doesn't want powerful people on Earth.
No.
And so his option is like, I'm going to get rid of the only safeguard the Earth has. And then it ends with Superman's coffin, and then boom! And then it ends. And yeah. It's like...
Real quick, I want to address the scene that where we first, in the previews, got to see the big three, where it was, is she with you? No, I thought she was with you. Okay, how can you fucking say that when... Batman has already played grab ass with her.
He emails
her, be like, "What's up, girl? Hey, look, I made some more shit on my computer."
It's a line that was funny in the trailer, but it loses context.
And then it makes no fucking sense. Where it's like he should say, "Oh yeah, no, that's a girl. She's old school. I just read a file on her. That's she's here to probably help us. I'm assuming. But since I emailed her, and I'd be like, all right, let's fight."
You know, it was weird, and seeing her, it was like she was good friends with them at the end too. It was like, this is really awkward. And then she's at the funeral acting like they were long-term friends. And my question is, at the funeral, why wasn't, like, Perry hanging around and Jimmy couldn't hang around?
Yeah, because he's dead.
Because where's Jimmy's funeral?
Nowhere. That's where.
It's like, in this universe, this is a twisted, dark universe. And it's scary. And I hope at the end of Justice League, Batman puts on an owl costume.
I just feel they try to ground it way too much.
They did.
Where you can't do... I mean, you're making these aliens. You're doing... It's just...
And let's be the opposite of Marvel. We're going to be the dark, smart movies. And that... I think that's what pisses me off most. Is the condescending nature towards Marvel movies and people who like Marvel movies. You know, Zack Snyder even said, you know, they're dumbed down. Like, people have been dumbed down by these popcorn movies. It's like...
And you know the movies that are the Punisher movies that didn't work. Every movie that didn't work is basically, we're going to make it more real and gritty. You know what needs to be real and gritty? Punisher, Daredevil. These things that need to be like that.
Tone should be applied to...
The Azrael movie. I'm going to go for the record for anyone mentioning Azrael in anything.
Jean-Paul Valley. Character by character basis. Like, Green Lantern failed, and they thought, well, it was the tone. It wasn't the tone when the movie failed. The tone was fine for that movie.
Parallax looking like a bullshit cloud.
Like a poop cloud.
Yeah, it's a same thing with Fantastic Four.
Hector Hammond is an awful villain in that movie.
You're right.
It's one of the worst things in that movie.
Hector Hammond is an awful villain in general.
Okay.
He's used well as like a... When a character speaks to him and like...
He was... In RoboCop, and I've said this before, and I'll say it again. He was that guy after he got all that acid, like toxic waste. He's that guy.
But the movie's problem wasn't its tone, and this is something Warner Brothers DC does not understand, and they're going to continue it with Suicide Squad. Well, people didn't like the dark tone of Batman vs Superman. Let's make this movie lighter. It's like, no.
You need to fit with the characters and not with what's going on. Like, just because Deadpool does good, just because this, you don't have to do that. Because Deadpool worked for that character. Continuity-wise, of comic books, it was completely off. But it didn't matter because it was fun, and it fit his tone completely.
And just imagine this movie if there were, like, two running tones where the Superman scenes were, like, more hopeful.
Yeah.
And the Batman scenes are dreary. It would have been great. It would have been, like, here's a contrast. Instead, it's like everyone's just dark and evil, and everyone hates everything. And Lois is in a bathtub, because why not?
Yeah, what's up, old girl?
I don't think they're going to show boobs in the R-rated.
They have to. It's so close to that one. I mean,
it was just an awkward scene.
I just think Amy Adams is a horrible Lois Lane.
She's not a very good Lois.
I'm okay with her.
She doesn't look like Lois Lane.
Get
Dana Delaney from back in time. Send her to the future.
No,
have her be Lois Lane.
Rashida Jones was one of the original.
That would have been a good.
That was the proposal. Like,
you know what?
Proposed.
She doesn't look like Lois Lane, but I would have been all right.
I buy her as Lois Lane.
Yeah.
And not what we got. That was just.
They're both in the office.
And by the way, the scene where Superman saves Lois from falling from the building, I automatically got like flashbacks to the first Superman movie.
Who's got you?
I'm like, this is a really dark version of that where he saves her and there's not really a lot going on.
Who's got me? I don't fucking know.
I can fly. Don't ask stupid questions.
And then again, they did something that. Why are you doing. While there's a bunch of destruction, they're making out and kissing, and like it's like there's a lot. Superman, go save people. Don't make out with Lois right now. But they do.
Because the only way for in a movie to show love is a makeout scene instead of like a quick kiss. I mean,
yeah.
You only love someone if you make out with them at every moment.
And if you don't want them to be a superhero. Don't do it. Just take me back to my apartment.
Yeah, so I mean we gave a lot of reasons as to why it's not good. And unfortunately, there are a lot of guys out there who, if you liked it, great. Again,
yeah.
There are a lot of bad movies out there that I like too.
Yeah,
I can't really defend them because they're just fun.
You like what you like,
and you get that they're shitty. But for this, it's made people say, "Oh well, stupid comic book fans don't know what they're talking about. Only comic book fans know what they're talking about." Well, which is it? Tell me what you liked.
And draw weird comparisons to justify this movie. Say that it's.
I don't care that people liked it. Honestly,
yeah.
A lot of, I mean, week one, oh well, haters, look how much it made, like all these memes with money, and then the drop off happens. Well, that's not what's important.
It had a over 60% drop. Its Friday drop off was like 80%. Its total drop off was like over 60%, and that's gigantic. Its drop off was higher than Fantastic Four's drop off.
All they did was make a new generation of children not able to like and know Superman or Batman.
They gotta wait. Now.
And it's,
they have to wait.
It makes me like
that's sad.
What makes me sad is like Superman's.
You're welcome.
Why people love Batman, like or like the general consensus seems to be he's cool. It's like. What's the reason? Like, what do you like?
That's what people like.
Character four.
That's just it.
Like, and with Superman, it's like to be a Superman fan right now is really weird because it's like, well, I mean,
but even like I feel this movie left the cool factor out of Batman. I mean, Batman became a spoiled dumb kid who wanted to get his way. But like when I was little, it's like the Superman movies made me like Superman. I mean, made me love comic books. The Batman movie, I was just excited because it's a Batman movie. Great.
Yeah.
And now kids who, most parents who are responsible won't let them see this.
Well, let's be honest, though.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of responsible parents.
And I mean, I've heard almost every parent, though, actually say, no, there's no way I'm going to let the kids see
I mean,
it. Which is good, but for those characters, it's bad.
When you have Batman and Superman who... They really are these pop cultural figures who have inspired so many countless children over the years. Going back to like George Reeves and stuff like that, like little kids wearing capes and like there's something so awesome about that. Where with this, it's just like you don't get that. I mean, the Marvel movies clearly give that. Like little kids wanting to be Captain America, I can't see a little kid wanting to be Superman after this movie. Like, at all, because it's just like...
Unless they just watch or read some other take on Superman.
Unless they're one of those, like, 8-year-old kids that smoke already and have rat tails and drinking Monster Energy drinks with their cereal.
I want to be dead. That's pretty much there.
What?
Because Superman's dead.
Oh.
I want to be dead.
I thought you were saying, like, little white trash kids are running around going, I want to be dead. This is why I smoke and drink and eat these Big Macs. Everyone is Big Macs.
Oh, it just... The things that were done right, Wonder Woman, Bruce Wayne, and Batman, kind of, only from a superficial aspect, I'd say.
I like the acting, but I don't like what I was seeing.
Okay,
yes.
Does that make sense?
Here's the best way that I think to put it. But all the Trinity in this movie
yeah.
would have been great in another movie written by someone else.
I just like again.
That's like the whole movie, though. To me, it's
no,
like,
I know.
If Snyder wasn't on this, it would have probably been a lot more entertaining. It wouldn't have been as dreary and fucking drab as it is.
There was too much Snyder in this. Yeah. He did the Watchmen. I feel justice because of the grim and greediness. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. It is a take on those kind of heroes. Dr. Manhattan is. I mean, yes, it's that, but it's Superman. It's a Superman archetype.
The tone fits. The tone yes. fits. The tone that he was going for does not fit here, and it doesn't matter because David Goyer thinks we're all a bunch of complaining nerds.
Which we technically are. Yeah, but, yeah. I mean,
but I mean, it's sad that you have your movies being ran by
people that don't seem to care about their fans.
Two guys who like are condescending towards, but
and that's a problem with success. It's these guys have had success in their own ways. I mean, obviously in big ways, monetary wise. Yeah. But they feel, well, I'm the guy that made this movie. I'm the guy that wrote this movie. I'm the one who knows what's going on.
It's weird because Goyer wrote Justice Society of America back in the day with Jeff Johns. And it's so weird.
And he killed the good Dr. Faith. How about that? He didn't. It was the bad one.
It's really weird how it's where he's gone to now where it's almost like he's ashamed of comics. Like the Martian Manhunter thing where... Why don't we put Martian Manhunter in there? Only nerds want that. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, but then meanwhile you have Marvel and Kevin Feige, whatever.
Feige.
Mount Fiji.
And there's a sense of hope, and even though and it's weird, Civil War's coming out.
But I feel like that's gonna. You know what? And it's like it's sad for me because you know I'm a bigger DC fan than Marvel.
Yeah.
And it's sad to me that it's like I have to see. My favorite characters have to go through this fucking rut of like of shit.
Welcome to being a Superman fan.
Yeah, and it must be worse for you because you're a bigger Superman fan than I am a Batman.
Here's the thing, though. I'm so used to it now.
But that sucks.
It's become like a
and as dark of a tone as Civil War is going to have, it's to me it's going to be so much more diminished because compared unless some of these characters are straight up murdering people, which it won't happen.
Yeah,
it's. It's completely different.
And there's a sense of fun because a lot of the movies have fun. This is a humdrum V, and that's a fun V.
Yeah.
As they say.
When if and when Captain America does get killed on screen, I guarantee it will have impact and people will care.
That because there's been so much build up and set up and not just his parents being like,
You don't gotta do nothing. Yeah, eat this Big Mac.
I know you could save me, son, but you best not do it. And I know no one would see you do it.
What do you mean? All those people were there.
But he's fast. He's Superman. Did you see how fast he moved in Man of Steel compared to this movie, by the way? He got nerfed.
Yeah. You said it had to happen.
He could have grabbed the gun and just destroyed it instead of getting that guy and throwing him through a wall and throwing him to Antarctica or whatever he did.
that murdered him.
Yeah.
Like that...
To push a human being through a wall, but to actually explode the wall means that guy, unless he grabbed the guy, held him with one arm, and then just pushed the wall open, and then questioned him later.
There was a huge death count in this movie, like a crazy death count, which you don't see in Marvel movies at all, like to this proportion, and it's strange, and it's Superman, and it's Batman murdering people.
Yeah,
that's but. Hey, we got Wonder Woman coming out, and we got Suicide Squad first.
I think the
problem I'm actually kind of looking forward to Suicide Squad. I don't know why, but I've given up hope on shit anymore.
I think the problem with a studio like this is they're going to continue to scramble and retune so much instead of sticking to a gun, to their guns,
like Batman.
Not just a gun. Like Batman did. Where there's going to be no cohesiveness, it's going to be constant rebooting, and it's going to be like how Fox was and how Sony was with Spider-Man, where... It's like, oh, let's reinvent the wheel.
We'll see Batman's parents die again.
Yeah.
And again, because, you know.
I mean, the problem is they didn't have an Iron Man to set the tone of their universe of...
Green Lantern was supposed to be that. And
it failed.
Because the studio was like, people don't like movies in space. Make it all Earth and Hector Hammond's the bad guy only.
That all makes sense to me.
Like, oh, and then let's make Parallax into a cloud, because, you know, that makes sense.
Well,
and now we're.
He did get punched into the sun, though, which I always love. They use a big fist to punch him into the sun.
But it wasn't. It didn't look like. It was a big poop monster.
It looked like Hector Hammond's big head, but on a.
I really like in most iterations of Green Lantern fighting Sinestro because you get to see a guy with this willpower fighting a seasoned vet. I mean, it shows that
he gets the ring too at the end. Yeah. Never going to see that get paid off.
Yeah. And see, it's I mean, it's a matter of willpower coming, showing how great it is. Where just because this guy knows what he's doing and thinks he knows what he's doing, it doesn't matter because his willpower outweighed it. But yeah, you don't see that because let's make Sinestro a more interesting character in this movie.
There are people that hated Green Lantern for being goofy,
Sinestro
though.
Sinestro was the best part of that movie. Well cast and everything.
Oh, yeah.
But, so WB, where are they going for now? So now they have Suicide Squad, which is being meddled with again because, by the way,
people guy from Avengers Academy?
Yes. Everyone keeps saying, well, movies always have reshoots. This movie already had reshoots because they added Batman into it because they're like, this movie will only do good if Batman's in it. Okay. But now it's like, oh, people don't like to tell, let's do even more reshoots. So now they're getting the whole cast together again to do more. So it's gonna be random cuts in scenes of like Will Smith just saying something funny.
It's gonna be like X-Men where like Hugh Jackman's got a bad wig where like all of a sudden someone's got just a really bad wig and you're like, what?
So Ben Affleck wrote a Batman script or something like that?
With Jeff Johns, So the next Batman movie is supposed to be him and Jeff Johns and Chris Terrio working together.
Maybe things will... You know what? No, because this movie still exists and all this shit has happened and it doesn't...
And then so then we have Wonder Woman, which is, the date got pushed forward. And I'm looking forward to that. I mean, the small clips we saw looked pretty cool.
Is everyone really mad that it takes place in the past like Captain America does? Because I've read that people are angry.
If they are, then that's weird.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm fine with that.
And Captain America worked. I think this will work.
Yeah. Fine. And then after that, we have Justice League, which is supposed to be filming in a few weeks, but now they're like having negotiations and meetings of like, what do we do? And then Warner Brothers
should bring in Vince Russo.
Oh. Warner Brothers has done something very stupid. They've decided no longer are we going to start focusing on normal movies because those don't make us money.
They don't.
We're going to only do tentpole type properties. Like they call them silo films. So now it's...
So they harvest grain and they just...
No, those are pyramid films.
Damn it, I was going to say something like that.
So they're only focusing on the Harry Potter universe, the Lego movie universe, and this DC universe.
That Lego Batman movie looks awesome, by the way.
Well, he's not shooting people.
Yeah.
That's not Batman.
It makes me sad that it's like, okay.
As a comic book reader, Batman shoots people because, you know, they made this for us comic book fans. Batman clearly shoots people. So
I get it.
Right? So, yeah. Hey, Batman's murdering. That was the biggest...
I know.
Man. God damn it. So, yeah. So, overall, like, this movie, what are your final thoughts?
No? I mean, like, again, I know people who like this movie. And it's fine. I know there's a lot of people who are attacking people who like this movie, too. Don't do that. Like, that's stupid, too. If you like this movie, cool. If you don't like it, that's also cool. Just, you know what? Chill.
But don't... I think the one takeaway is, if someone doesn't like it, don't give the whole, it went over your head thing. That, to me, is the lowest insult you can
give. And especially to try to say a Zack Snyder movie went over your head. He's a meathead.
Yeah.
And everything he's done in the past... Well, again, you can like all that stuff, and it's great. It's dumbed down stuff. None of it's deep. None of it's thought provoking.
I think his deepest film was Watchmen. That's not even really...
And that's because of Alan Moore.
Yeah.
It was too deep for you. It's like Play-Doh.
I miss that image.
I thought you said Play-Doh, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. Yeah, I don't know. Play-Doh is very deep. No, it is one of those things, essentially, where it's not too deep. Movies are not deep. Most things aren't deep.
Yeah.
That's just an argument to defend that. Admit, you'd like to... A stupid, dumbed down superhero movie of violence. That's all you did. You liked
it's Transformers level. That's really what it is. They don't want to just say I like a movie that's on the same caliber as Transformers. And that's fine.
Yeah, I just like seeing Batman destroy people and hurt people, and I like seeing Superman destroy things and not know what's going on and not want to be a hero.
And Lex Luthor force feed Jolly Ranchers to a politician. Because that's something I've always wanted to see. So many missteps, so many just errors, and I don't think they'll learn from this. I think it's going to be the same thing where Warner Brothers executives are still in the mindset of, well, let's just copy what's doing well over here. And it's like, no.
This was more
what did they copy?
And not John Cena.
No, this is like Mordecai. If no one likes it.
Wait, the Johnny Depp movie?
No, that too, but...
Oh, the obscure wrestler.
Yeah, or some Malachi.
I don't know. Mordecai.
Mordecai.
But yeah, I really don't know where it can go from here. I mean, Superman's going to come back in the Justice
League. Obviously, they're sticking to this.
Oh God, is Superman going to be evil in the Justice League movie?
Probably. He'll be resurrected. Well, see, there's my problem as well.
Okay, here's the thing. You just set yourself up to be disappointed about something that hasn't even happened yet.
We saw how Superman is in the future.
But if he's already waking up in it, I mean, I don't even care anymore.
He's Jesus.
It's not even a movie anymore. Like, the DC Universe thing, it doesn't exist to me. I don't even care about it.
You know what?
This is why DC's animated properties are still top tier.
Besides the last three things I've been told.
Well, which ones?
I don't know. Someone told me. Well,
Gods and Monsters was awesome.
They said the owl.
Brendan Fraser.
They said anything with Damian Wayne.
Oh, I don't like that they're doing content. I think they're going to stop that now because
everyone hates Damian.
Yeah, I don't know why. That's Travis.
Because he sucks.
Travis, if you're listening to this, I'm calling you out. Damian Wayne is awesome.
He is. He really is.
I got no comments. Since I'm not
older that. Folks don't like Damian.
No.
He's a piece of shit, but go ahead.
He was. But he's really great. But you know what? There is a light at the end of the tunnel in terms of the comics. Rebirth is happening.
Yeah.
Superman is smiling again, and
there's a new Justice League cartoon coming out by Bruce Timm's work. They look like they're happy. They look so fucking
happy. So everything but the movies...
But that's how it always is, it seems like.
So we'll see. But, yeah, this... No.
Meanwhile, I could give two shits about Marvel's animated stuff.
Do not watch this movie. I mean, no.
You know what? If you want to see it, go ahead. And that's all I'm going to say. No, again, I'm not angry if you like it. I'm not sad if you dislike it or whatever. It's just something where it's you got an opinion on it, you know? Just do what you got to do.
He is horny, though, about it. About the whole thing.
A little bit.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.
Got some things to say. I should have said them when you were here, but despite our differences, I have nothing but respect for you. I hope you know that. You showed me that justice doesn't always have to come from the darkness. I'll miss. What did you always call it, Clark? The never-ending battle?